We want to take you to East Africa now, to Tanzania, and some recordings from a unique audio library. For four decades, Radio Tanzania was the sound of the nation, the music, poetry, drama, and speeches that tell Tanzania's history from independence are stacked in a moldering archive that few people know about. But now, as NPR's John Burnett reports, a group is trying to rescue the Radio Tanzania archives to save the sound for the world.
Zili Pindwa music literally translates "the ones that were loved." Golden oldies is a looser translation. It's a style of music that was popular in Tanzania from the 1960s to the 80s, then it dropped off. But older Tanzanians still love it, as I learned driving around Dar es Salaam with my taxi driver, Hashim.
Old music, nice in Tanzania.
More than 15,000 reel-to-reel tapes are stacked in floor-to-ceiling shelves, each band, band member, and recording date painstakingly notated. They reside inside three musty rooms of the Tanzania Broadcasting Corporation, which occupies the old brick-and-concrete BBC building in Dar es Salaam. Radio Tanzania was the country's only station from its birth in 1951 until the mid-1990s, when competing stations came on the air and state-controlled radio became irrelevant.
When you hear this music, you don't have to speak Swahili to be moved by it.
I'm Rebecca Corey, and I'm the co-founder of the Tanzania Heritage Project.
Corey is a 25-year-old music lover from Athens, Georgia, who fell in love with Tanzania when she came here to volunteer at an orphanage when she was 18. She came back to enroll at Dar es Salaam University, and 2 years ago she learned about the radio archive. Today, Corey produces the Zanzibar Music Festival, and she's spearheading the effort to save the Radio Tanzania tapes.
During the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Tanzania had one of the most lively musical scenes in East Africa. There was only one radio station at the time. It was Radio Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. So everything that Tanzanians heard, everything was Radio Tanzania.
Idhaa ya taifa ya Radio Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, inakukaribisha tena wiki hii.
Radio Tanzania was to be the soundtrack of African socialism under the country's first president, Julius Nyerere. This was Tanzanian music, not imperialist American, not colonial European, but music sung by and for Tanzanians in Swahili. This country's musical forms are as varied and unique as the wildlife on the Serengeti Plains. Because the arts were state-supported, institutions such as the police, prisons, and electric company all sponsored their own choral groups. From the Spice Islands on the Swahili coast, there came Arab-influenced tarab music. From the tribal interior came the insistent drums and flutes of Ngoma music. But above all else, the archive of Radio Tanzania is a treasury of Zili Pendwa music. The Tabora Jazz Band and the Urafiki Jazz Band, the Kilimanjaro, the Conga, and the Mary Blackbird Jazz Bands, and dozens more. None of them actually played jazz. The term was appropriated to give bands currency and cachet. One of the greatest singers and band leaders of them all was Kikumbi Mpango, known as King Kiki. Zili Pendwa is a fusion of melodies from the Congo, Cuba, Angola, and Mozambique. And when I play it, people still love it, says Kiki, who at 65 gigs four nights a week. The graying, regal songsmith sits at a friend's kitchen table and ruminates. This music, he says, had a purpose. Zilipendwa sang about unity, love, and building a nation, he continues. It gave a message to the public to support the government's goals. It was music to unite the people. President Nyerere wanted Radio Tanzania to be the voice of his revolutionary nation. He delivered this speech at the opening of the University of Dar es Salaam in 1964, 3 years after independence. It's filed in the archive, too.
A revolution in underdeveloped countries like the United Republic means an economic revolution, if it is to mean anything. All young countries have to be revolutionary in their policies if they have to survive.
Tanzania's revolution, based on Nyerere's treasured ideal of ujamaa, or familyhood, did not survive. The collectivized farms of tobacco and tea, the nationalized industries, the corrupt one-party system all collapsed in the mid-1980s, a victim of poor governance and economic pressures. The state media monopoly ended. Radio Tanzania became just another signal on the dial, which it remains today. And Swahili hip-hop shoved aside Zilipendwa. In the rooms containing the forgotten tapes, the soft-spoken 57-year-old archivist Bruno Nanguka keeps the AC running to fend off the coastal humidity and waits for the day when they can start duplicating them.
I need to change from the analog type of library to a digital system.
Nanguka says they need to buy the equipment to convert the tapes from analog to digital. One person working at one workstation could dub all the recordings real-time in, say, about 30 years. With the help of Kickstarter, they're raising the money for 10 duplicating workstations. Again, Rebecca Corey, director of the Tanzania Heritage Project.
It's the entire musical history of Tanzania in one place, and these tapes are absolutely unique. They can't be found anywhere else. It would be a true tragedy for the tapes to be lost. They're at great risk to fire, heat, humidity, and just time.
And if they go, so goes an audio time capsule of East African history. John Burnett, NPR News, Nairobi.